Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 30th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. The story I want to lead with today is one that should genuinely concern every e-commerce business investing in AI visibility. Search engine Land published a piece yesterday on what researchers are calling ghost citations, and the data is striking. Around 40% of AI citations leave the source brand completely unnamed. A SEMrush study puts it even higher at nearly 62%. What this means in practice is that AI search platforms are using your content to answer shopper questions, citing your page as a source in the small print but never actually mentioning your brand name in the answer itself. Your product guide helps someone decide what to buy, but they have no idea it was your expertise that informed the recommendation. For e-commerce merchants, this is a revenue problem, not a vanity problem. There's a massive difference between a shopper who arrives at your site because an AI explicitly recommended your brand and one who clicked a small citation link at the bottom of an AI answer. The first has pre-qualified trust. The second is starting from zero. And with AI-referred traffic to US retail sites growing by a reported 4,700% year over year, the commercial stakes of being cited but not named are getting larger every quarter. The fix isn't traditional SEO. It requires embedding your brand identity within the extractable passages AI systems pull from your content, strengthening your entity graph across third-party sources, and crucially, measuring brand mentions in AI answers, not just citations. If you're tracking AI visibility, make sure you're tracking whether AI names you, not just whether it links to you. Staying on the AI theme, search engine Land also published its AI halftime report for H1 2026. The summary is sobering for anyone who's been on the fence about AI strategy. AI search grew significantly, token spending surged across enterprises, software stocks fell, and publishers lost traffic. The first half of 2026 moved money, traffic, jobs, and market cap before most businesses could prove how much value AI actually created. For e-commerce specifically, the signal is clear. AI is reshaping how consumers discover and evaluate products, and the businesses that haven't adapted their discoverability strategy for AI services are falling behind in ways that will compound over time. Now let me shift to a significant partner update. Hoover released version 1.1.0 of its AI Anthropic module yesterday, adding support for Anthropic's Claude Opus 5 model, which launched on July 24th. On the surface, this looks like a routine module update. But what's interesting is what it signals about Hoover's trajectory. Hoover started as a performance theme for Magento, replacing the sluggish Luma front end with a fast modern stack. Now the product portfolio includes Hoover Commerce, Hoover Enterprise, Hoover Checkout, Hoover POS, and a growing suite of AI modules. This AI Anthropic module gives Magento merchants native access to frontier AI capabilities directly within their platform without needing to build custom integrations or adopt standalone SaaS tools. When Anthropic releases a new model, the module gets updated and every merchant benefits. The broader significance is competitive. Shopify has Shopify Magic built in. Adobe Commerce has Sensei. Magento open source merchants have historically lacked a native AI story. Hoover's expanding AI module ecosystem is starting to fill that gap, and for the over 7,000 stores running Hoover, that's a meaningful shift in what's possible on the platform. On the retail news front, Shine's US ambitions are under pressure from multiple directions. Retail Dive reported yesterday that the company is facing an FTC investigation while simultaneously preparing for a Hong Kong IPO. Shine also disclosed that it reported a net loss of about $99 million for Q1 2026, a dramatic reversal from $395 million in net income during the same period in 2025. The removal of the US de minimis exemption last year has been a direct hit, increasing fulfillment costs and dampening US revenue. For e-commerce merchants competing with ultra-fast fashion marketplaces, this is a significant data point. The regulatory and tariff environment is actively reshaping the competitive landscape. Shein's model of shipping low-cost goods directly from overseas manufacturers is becoming structurally more expensive, which narrows the price advantage that made the model so disruptive in the first place. Also worth noting, Sainsbury's and Uber Eats have deepened their partnership in the UK by allowing customers to collect Nectar loyalty points on rapid grocery deliveries through Uber Eats. This follows the DoorDash and Shopify integration we discussed yesterday, and it reinforces a clear pattern. Delivery marketplace partnerships are moving beyond simple order fulfillment into loyalty and retention integration. The delivery platform isn't just handling the last mile anymore, it's becoming part of the customer relationship. For merchants evaluating delivery partnerships, the question isn't just about logistics anymore. It's about whether that partnership can strengthen your customer data and loyalty program, or whether it creates a relationship between the customer and the delivery platform that diminishes your own brand connection. And one more item that's relevant for anyone running Magento extensions. Sansec flagged that Amnesty has issued security patches for 25 Magento extensions, with one rated critical for remote code execution. If you're running Amnesty extensions on Adobe Commerce or Magento Open Source, check your versions against the advisory and schedule updates accordingly. The critical fix in the order attributes extension is the highest priority. An unauthenticated file upload vulnerability is the kind of flaw that attackers actively scan for. The thread through today's stories is visibility and control. Ghost citations make your content visible to AI, but your brand invisible to shoppers. Sheen's regulatory exposure shows how quickly government action can reshape competitive dynamics. And loyalty integrations with delivery platforms raise the question of who actually owns the customer relationship. The merchants who think carefully about what they're making visible, to whom, and on whose terms will navigate this landscape far better than those who don't. That's your OnTap Daily for July 30th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.